Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's service. As we continue looking at characteristics of our God, today we're going to concentrate on God, our Creator, and the fact that He has given us the gift of creativity. And I thought, what better place to start this morning's service than to walk here to the bluebell wood that is by Bartley Green Reservoir. And as we come together, we're going to start by a short prayer and then some readings from the Bible. Alan is going to speak to us and Anna bring us our prayers. So before I read some verses from the Bible, let me open in prayer. Thank you, God, for this day, the wonder of creation, your gifts to us. Help each one of us to draw close to you, believing that although we are restricted, you are not. In Jesus' name, amen. And now some short passages from the Bible. Genesis 1, verses 1 to 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and He separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And now the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. We turn to Psalm 8. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honour. And finally, Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being.
Hi everyone, it's great to be with you again thanks to the wonders of technology. And today we're continuing our series on looking at some of the attributes of God. Last week we looked at God being a God of mystery. Well, today we're thinking about God being self-existent, and in particular focusing on an aspect of that, that God as infinite creator. God being self-existent can be mind-blowing, but it basically means that God has always been, existing for all eternity in a perfect relationship with Himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God has always been. In her book, No One Like Him, Jen Wilkin suggests you do a little exercise. You might like to try it. You take a blank piece of paper and a pencil, you draw a line down the middle, and on the left-hand side, you write everything that is uncreated. And on the right-hand side, you write everything that's been created. It should take you about 3 seconds. On the left-hand side, under what's uncreated, you write God. On the right-hand side, what's been created, you write everything else. And as Kathy read from Genesis and from John's Gospel, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. God created everything, and in his creation we see his infinite creativity. God created this universe and continues to sustain it. And as we look and reflect on creation in the coming week, I'd like to suggest a couple of things you might like to do to help you understand that more. The first thing is picking up on what it says in Psalm 8 that was read to us. It talks about taking time to consider. Consider how creative our God is. To help you with that, you could read Psalm 104 or Job chapters 38 to 42. To help me understand how infinitely creative God is, I decided to find out how many stars there are in the universe. Now, you think that'd be pretty easy to do, so I googled it, expecting a number to come up. Well, it ain't that easy. I discovered that scientists or astronomers think that there's between 100 and 400 billion stars in our galaxy, the Milky Way, the galaxy we exist in. And there are probably around 100 billion galaxies. So you can do the maths. There are a lot of stars. As the hymn reminds us, hands that flung stars into space. Probably as many stars as there are grains of sand on the seashore. God is so extravagant, almost wasteful in his creation. At the other extreme, I discovered there are about 1 million species of insects, 18,000 types of butterfly with their beautiful intricate colours and wings. And we've discovered recently what beautifully coloured animals live deep, deep down in the oceans. And so it goes on. No wonder the writer of Psalm 8 marvels at how important we are to God. He reminds us at the peak of his creation sit human beings. So let me encourage you in the coming week to consider. But secondly, as Revelation 4 reminds us, let me encourage you to worship. Worship the Creator, not the creation, as so many seem to do. Remind you what Kathy read in Revelation 4. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. Now, unlike some of God's attributes, his creativity is something he's passed on to us. As his image bearers, we too can be creative. Every one of us can be creative. Now, I used to think I wasn't very creative because I'm not that good at music, art, drama, poetry, creative writing, gardening, cooking, all those things that colleges call the creative arts were not things that I'm very good at. Well, if you're good at those kind of things, that's brilliant. Let me encourage you to continue to use them, develop them for your own pleasure, for the benefit of others, and to honour God. But if you're not, you can still develop them. I've learned through the lockdown to do cooking. I'm making some cracking homemade soups. I made a Russian soup last week, and I've discovered it's not quite as difficult as you'd led to believe. So we can have a go. But also, we can be creative in lots of other ways. And I was just reflecting and jotting down some of these. Here's some ideas. Technology. Praise God for those who've been creative in technology. It just blows my mind that I could take my notes that I've got beside me here, I could photograph them on the camera, send them to someone in Australia who could print them off and within 30 seconds have a copy of them. That is just incredible creativity. And we must stop, I think, and thank Phil Banting at this point for his creativity. in enabling all this technology and these services to take place. I think of engineering. I remember a few years ago hearing a church sermon where the guy put a picture of a high-spec motorbike up on the screen, big bright red motorbike, and said, let us marvel at the creativity that's gone into that. And certainly for me this week, I'm very glad for the lawnmower, and even more so for the hedge cutters. I hate cutting the hedge, but I'm thankful that I've got an electric hedge cutter and not have to do what I did as a kid when my dad made me cut the privet hedge with a pair of handmade shears. Thank God for those who are creative in engineering. Problem solving. Logistics. Think of all the creativity that's been needed in the last few weeks to build hospitals in a few weeks, to move people around, to get the number of tests up to whatever it is. Tremendous work going in the background with people using their minds creatively. Teaching and training, mentoring others, using creative ways to do that now during the lockdown. Church, we're having to learn to do church in new and creative ways, and God is helping us to do that, and that's brilliant. Relationships, things like hospitality, caring for others, learning to do evangelism in new ways. And socially, how do we stay connected? It's very creative to have this clapping for the carers at 8 o'clock on a Thursday. And to add to just the clapping, there's one guy on our road that gets out his PA system and leads us in some singing. Very creative. We've started a family quiz, 5 o'clock every Saturday. It's been amazing to see our grandchildren and how creative they've been, way beyond my abilities. I read that someone during the lockdown managed to have a dance party. Someone got some loud music, they all stood at the end of their drives and they danced. Very creative. So let me encourage you to think, how can I use my creative gifts, not just in the narrow sense that they're often used, but much broader. And thank God that he's made you in his image, and part of being made in that image is being creative. Well, let's finish by going back to God. The uncreated God who shows infinite creativity. So we can enjoy the world that he has made and we can give him the glory and worship him. Let me finish just by reading some verses from Psalm 66. Shout for joy to God all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing the praises of your name. Praise God for our self-existent, infinitely creative God. Now over to Anna to lead us in our prayers.
Dear God, thank you that you are a great God. Thank you for all the amazing things you have created, from the tallest trees to the smallest insects. Thank you that you have also made us to be creative. Help us to use these gifts to share you and your love with others. We know that there are so many people who are struggling during lockdown, so we pray for those who may be lonely, grieving, or unwell. Help us to know your love and comfort at this time. Help us to reach out to those we know and give us wisdom in how we can do this safely. We pray for those who feel helpless, that they would find their hope in you. Help us to find ways to share your love with those in our community and those further away. We also pray for the government and all those making important decisions, especially about the lockdown exit strategy. We pray that you would give them wisdom. We continue to pray for all the key workers who are on the front line serving others. We pray for protection and for enough protective equipment to help keep them safe. We also pray for those in countries around the world who don't have a system like the NHS, for those who can no longer work and so cannot afford food. We pray that you would provide for them. And God, help us to continue to trust in you, even when we don't understand why this is happening. Help us to remember that no matter what, you are still in control. In Jesus' name, Amen.
I'm here in the 15th century churchyard of the church that's also by Bartley Green Reservoir. So before we listen to or join in to our final song, let me say a blessing for us all. Keep us, good Lord, under the shadow of your mercy. Sustain and support the anxious. Be with those who care for the sick. And lift up all who are struggling at this time. May we find comfort, knowing that nothing can separate us from your love. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Scarce can take it.